every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products, and for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, I am at Lake Champlain for the first Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier of the Year, brought to you by Bass Pro Shops, and I caught up with Seth Fider in the boatyard, so we have that, plus Bernie Schultz on the fall transition in North Florida and his career plans, and then Brandon Lester gives us a scouting report on Lake Wheeler, the next stop on the EQ Trail. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and now a chance to talk with Seth Fighter. He finished 17th in the points. As we're talking to him here, he is at the Lake Champlain Nitro Boats Bassmaster EQ tournament, opportunity to maybe pick up a few bucks at a place that he really loves, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Seth, I wasn't sure that we were going to see you over here, but this is a place that's been really friendly to you over the years.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite fisheries in the country. Long ways from home, but fishes just like it does around the house, so really comfortable here, and had some good success here, and hoping to keep it rolling again this week.
Now, I seem to remember you back in the day fishing here in the marinas with a jig, catching largemouth and all of that. And, of course, the new rule came out with forward-facing sonar. This is one of the lakes that won't have it next year. So it's got to kind of course, you're using it this week here at the tournament, but it's got to kind of fit your eye. You got to be kind of excited about fishing Champlain without the forward-facing sonar.
Yeah, definitely. I think largemouth are going to be the main factor next year when we come here without scope. This tournament, I think, is going to be mostly offshore smallmouth, but next year should be pretty much a flippers tournament, fishing grass and docks with a jig, and just solely focusing on big largemouth.
Do you think we brought Ticonderoga back into the mix next year?
Absolutely. Like, usually when we come here, majority of the checks get cashed on floating smallies, roaming and stuff like that, and guys aren't going to be able to do that next year. I think majority of the checks will come from Ticonderoga next year.
So this whole deal, flipping a coin, Zona did a great job with that. It was a lot of fun and determining which tournaments would have it, which tournaments wouldn't. Champlain was one that was a little bit of a surprise in terms of not having it here changes everything next year. It'll open at Gunnersville without it as well. And, I always joke around that you don't need forward-facing sonar in February to know where a bridge is at Gunnersville. I mean, but that's got to be a place where you got to be excited to go without the scope as well.
Yeah, I'd have been fine either way. It's definitely going to be a different tournament without it. It's going to be more of a grass tournament and cranking bridges and stuff like that versus, fishing floaters out in the middle, but I'm looking forward to it. Should be a really good chatterbait, trap bite, getting in the those grass lines and stuff like that. And I think we're gonna catch really big bags either way. That lake's just been on fire for the last couple of years, so I think you'll still see a century belt there with or without it.
Elite Series Pro Seth Fider with us here. Of course, 2022 Angler of the Year. Magical year that you had that year. And, man, you think about Chris Johnson going back-to-back. You know what it was like to be the defending AOI champ and all the guys like me wanting to grab you, interview you, and all the different shows that you have to do and all the different demands on your time, sponsors and everything else. Just talk about that a little bit, how impressive it is for old Chris Johnson to go back-to-back.
Yeah, no, that's insane to do it 2 years in a row. I remember the year I won, and just everything went right. Nothing went wrong. Got lucky a bunch and made good decisions all year. And to do that 2 years in a row is just absolutely mind-blowing for it to work out that way.
Let's talk a little bit just overall. What was your opinion when you guys voted? It wasn't like it was 85% of the guys wanted to go to, you know, a split forward-facing schedule, that type of deal. I know a lot of guys want to get rid of it altogether. Other guys, you know, want to use it all the time, including a kid behind us here possibly, and with Tucker Smith. But your what was your take on it? Were you cool with the way this thing, you know, fell out?
I'd rather they just left it alone, to be honest with you, just because I've kind of been left alone a lot more on the bank. I think on the events where we don't have it, I'm going to be fishing around a lot more boats versus the events when we do have it. It really spreads the field out a lot more. I think it's really going to stack us on top of each other on places like Champlain and stuff like that where you can't use it. Some of the places, it isn't going to matter. The river systems and stuff we're going to, but I'd rather they just left it the way it was, but it doesn't much matter. I'll be there either way, so.
You know, that's a great point that you make. I was one who said the same thing when it became so popular that I wonder if this is opening up the bank a little bit. Have you noticed any kind of difference in that in terms of the pressure? Is it just about fishermen pressure, or have the fish reacted a little bit different? I think, you know, are they getting a little bit conditioned, if you will, to that forward facing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of people have left the bank. Those shallow fish are a lot less pressured, and honestly, the scope, it's still a deadly tool, no doubt, but you know, a few years ago guys were catching like every single fish they saw on it, and you know, now you're 1 out of 10 maybe or something, depending on the lake you're on. But I think that bite's getting tougher, and being left alone on the bank, I can kind of compete with them now to some extent.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Brandon Lester about the transition this time of year in the Mid-South area. Of course, you're a Minnesotan. Things are a little bit different up here. Just talk about that. You know, if you're talking to our listeners about technique of the week and different types of things that they want to do this time of year as it gets colder and colder here sooner than any other part of the country.
Yeah. Down south, for me, in that transition time, it's just about covering water and getting your bait. I like to fish top water a lot that time of year, cover pop or a jolly or something like that, and just literally burning the banks, backs of pockets, any little piece of wood or anything you can see in the water, throwing a top water around it. And it's just, you're not going to find megawatts of them. It's more just how many miles of bank can you cover in a day to try to, you know, get enough bites to catch a good limit.
Seth Fider with us here. All right, before I let you go, full disclosure, Omnia Fishing is one of our sponsors at Bassmaster Radio, and the app, man, it just seems like update after update coming out. It's getting better and better. And for a guy like you that is a seasoned pro, still use the app yourself? Is it something that comes into play for you? Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, there's a ton of layers on there that are super helpful. I use the water temp app a lot in the spring, not so much worried about it this time of year, and then water clarity too as well, especially, you know, you get a big rain or something on a system, you can see where the dirty water's coming in, what's staying clean, which is nice. You're able to do all that from home just on your phone before you go out there instead of running way up some creek and get up there and it's chocolate milk. That's stuff I can see. It saves me a lot of time, just makes me a lot more efficient on the water.
I like the topo, you know, especially if you're going to a lake that you haven't been to where you can sit on the couch and basically look at that thing and get a good idea. Okay, here are spots. You can literally go down a lake and mark points and mark spots that look good, big flats, whatever it is that you're looking for, so that when you do show up at the lake, you're not just looking out at the ocean. You know, you got spots that you can go to. And I think that's one of the best features, too, is being able to just look at the mapping.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice being able to get a game plan, a solid one going before you show up at the lake instead of getting there and being lost, you know.
Yeah, and then also, of course, it's cool that you can you can get lake reports and you can see some of the stuff that's on there. And with a single keystroke, go right to the Omnia store and pick up some of those items that you need.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always got the stuff to keep you stocked up.
Have you noticed that whenever – I know this happens with Tackle Warehouse and other outlets and stuff. When a tournament is won and there's a lot of live coverage of a particular bait and you guys are showing that bait and everything else, it literally you can't get to the end of the tournament before stock is gone.
Oh, yeah. Sold out. That's what we do, though. That's our job, sell baits. And if you win on something, yeah, it's going to be out of stock for a while.
That's Seth Theider, and, of course, fishing the Bassmaster EQ at Lake Champlain. By the time you guys hear this, I'm going to predict he's in the top 10 and still fishing on Saturday. Seth, we appreciate you, man, and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Seth Theider.
Now, Seth is one of the guys that is at Lake Champlain. Cherry picking is it's a harsh word to say. It makes it sound like, well, no, that's what he's doing. He's cherry picking. He's jackpotting, all right? He's, he's not in any danger of anything in terms of his career. He's a former Angler of the Year. He's locked in on the elites. He was, I think, 17th in the points. He's firmly in the Bassmaster Classic, but Champlain's been good to him over the years, you know, and he says it's a long drive from home, but it's not as long a drive as Wheeler or Okeechobee would be, so it's an opportunity for him to get in there and do some damage. And again, he's one of these guys that I think will learn something, smart enough to know that next year there will be, of course, an elite event at Champlain. It'll be a non-forward-facing sonar event. I'm sure he's going to turn it on and has been using it this week, but it's an opportunity to kind of sniff around a little bit, maybe test a few things, and we'll see. That event's going to look so much different than this, though. I really believe that. I think Ticonderoga will be in play as well. I mean, we're seeing pretty much all smallmouth caught with this event, but the largemouth will be back in play. The marinas will be back in play as well. It'll be a different animal next summer when the elites get to Lake Champlain. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the great Bernie Schultz will join us. What's the status of his career? And he'll help us out with a little bit. What does fall transition look like in Florida? We'll do that next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, you know, it's been kind of a theme the last week or two. We're talking about the transition period. We're in late September going into October. And, you know, we felt like, you know, we could talk to Seth Fider about what it's like up north. Later on, we'll talk to Brandon Lester about what it's like in the Mid-South. But how about Bernie Schultz, a longtime Florida Elite Series angler? Sure, fish react differently. And Bernie joins us now on the VMC Hook. Bernie, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we get into some of the seasonal stuff I want to talk about, we are in the mix of the EQs. We kind of thought we might see you on that as well, but we know you're dealing with a couple of medical issues, and things are still up in the air as to whether or not you will fish next year on the Elites, but you do intend to, one way or the other, continue your competitive career, right?
That is correct. Because of these issues, I'm actually having eye surgery on both eyes. I've already undergone one procedure on one eye, and I'm having some back issues addressed. So that's why I'm not at the EQs. I wish I could have participated in those, especially with the Florida event. But my intentions are to fish at some level again next year, whether it's the Elites or the Opens.
All right, but that's outstanding. And, you know, at 71 years old, you got to be the best conditioned 71-year-old I know. I just turned 65 this month as well, and it's just kind of weird. You know, the first thing I do is I look ahead to the schedule and look at the nation events, look at my club events and so on, and I'm like rip-roaring to go. And it's amazing, you know, mentally – I don't feel any different at 65 than I did at 45, you know? I mean, it's just something, you know, the young guys all think that by the time they get to our age, you know, they're ready to pack it in, but it's really not the case.
Yeah, I can fully relate to that. My doctor tells me I'm in the top 2% of my generation, my age group. I outfished my two sons, who are both specimens, so I feel still good about that. I can go all day, and I can go for, 2 weeks in a row if I need to, which sometimes that's the case on the Elite Series. My back has been bothering me since last year, trying to get that worked out, but I feel good otherwise.
So tell me your thoughts about the new rule that went into place on the forward-facing sonar. We know that you're a power fisherman. You like to fish shallow. Everybody that's from Florida wants to fish shallow. But your take on that, does that make things more hopeful for you going forward? Do you like this idea of every other event using forward-facing sonar?
Yeah, I think it levels the playing field across several generations of anglers, and that's the way it should be. I like the technology, and I've made money with the technology. I mean, forward-facing sonars helped me get across the finish line in several tournaments. But I don't want to discount the old-school intuitive type fishing, the more instinctive type fishing. I think that needs to be part of the factor into the competitive aspects of our game.
Yeah, Bernie Schultz with us here. The educational part of it, I run Garmin units front to back as well, and looking out there on a live scope, I'll be working the bank, be quite honest with you. I'll be going down the bank fishing shoreline grass or whatever it might be, and willow grass, and I might have that thing just pointed out away from the shore, and you see them swimming around out there, and you see the way they react to your bait and react to other things and do bait balls and so on. And even if you're not picking those fish off, it's amazing to see how much life is out there and how much you can learn by just watching the fish's movements.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In regards to fishing shallow, I mean, you can put the panoptics in perspective mode and see fish in 3 feet of water or less. Mm-hmm. And tournaments have been won that way. I mean, Scott Martin won on Okeechobee fishing in about 3.5 feet of water with his Garmin on perspective mode. So it not only works deep, it works shallow. But yeah, to answer that, your statement, yes, there's so much life that I wasn't aware of until I had Panoptics.
Talk about what you have seen, because, you know, a lot of people, they talk as if this is the first technological advance that we have seen in fishing. And I know for me, I think one of the things that they underestimate is how valuable mapping was. When we went from putting away those paper maps to going to GPS and being able to see all these points and being able to put waypoints down and all of that, you know, boy, you are talking about an advancement in my career. You know, that may be the biggest advancement I've seen yet. But just talk about some of the other advancements that we've seen.
Yeah, that, you know, in regards to mapping, what I like is the shading aspects of my Garmin electronics. You know, that really, you can program those for different depth contours and eliminate a lot of water when you're trying to read a new body of water in a short period of time, which we do often on the Elite Series. So I like the shading feature. Plus, the contour detail these days is so sophisticated compared to what you and I started with on paper maps.
Right, there's no doubt about it. And then how about the ability to drop those sticks, you know, those power poles, and work a particular area? Yep. How many times did we used to fight being blown around out there and trying to figure out a way to kind of just sit right there on a particular area and pick it apart? And that was another huge innovation.
Yeah, that, you know, as you know, power pole is my title sponsor, but people are going to catch more fish if they have power poles. It's just a proven fact. And even in deep water, you have the power pole paddles. You lower your poles and it slows your drift to where you can control it, you know, compensate a little bit here and there with the trolling motor. But yeah, power poles, if you're not using them, you're not catching as many fish as you have the potential for.
Yeah, Bernie Schultz with us here. All right, let's talk about what fall means in Florida, because that's a different animal. I don't even know how you would define fall in Florida. I lived down there for a few years. I've got family down there, have had family down there for 40 years, so I spent a lot of time going back and forth and fishing down there. But define for the listeners what fall means, when fall happens, and exactly how you attack those fish in Florida.
Yeah, it depends where you are in the state. I mean, I'm in North Florida, which is essentially South Georgia, and we do get a pretty good transition in the fall. The leaves turn colors, and we, you know, we have a fall type of crisp air. You know, the fronts are starting to hit, you know, pretty regular, especially later in the fall. And the fish respond to that. In North Florida, the fish start feeding up, and schooling is probably at its peak on a lot of the lakes. With regard to South Florida, it's still subtropical. What's unique, especially on Lake Okeechobee, is there is oftentimes a spawn in the fall, and usually picks off around November. So the guys going down there for that elite or EQ event, I should say, are probably going to encounter some spawning activity. Temperatures will cool. The fish will be more active. Depending on the water level, it just depends, you know, that and the vegetation, where the best grass is, that's where the fish will be.
Bernie Schultz with us. All right, before I let you go, I've got to ask you about Rodman Reservoir. We did a feature on Rodman a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so. We had Gene Gilliland in talking about it. Once again, Rodman is saved. We continue to save Rodman. We need to save Rodman. It's just a great fishery. There's no doubt about it, but I know it's very near and dear to your heart.
It is, and I was, to be honest with you, I was shocked that DeSantis signed the bill to save Rodman. He was actually on the other side of that issue and flip-flopped somehow. Somebody convinced him, whether it was somebody in the scientific community or whether it's political. I have no reason or understand the reasoning behind it. But the good news is we still have Rodman. It's recovering nicely. There's a lot of vegetation, I understand, getting back in the lake. And in fact, I've even heard there's vegetation starting to sprout on the St. John's River.
Nice.
Eelgrass beds are coming back, and that's huge.
Yeah, get it back in Lake George. That would be absolutely tremendous stuff. Bernie Schultz has been our guest. Bernie, so excited to hear that career will continue, whether it's elites or opens or whatever it is. We're going to see Bernie Schultz out there. He's going to be fishing. He's going to be teaching as well, and always a great friend of the show. Bernie, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom. Anytime.
All right. Thank you. That's Bernie Schultz. And it's always great to be able to talk to that guy about what's going on in the world of fishing, in the world of BASS as well. So as I told you in the open, I am on location at Lake Champlain for the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier, the first one of the season. And it's going to be a sprint to see who are these 10 guys that will qualify for the elites. Now, Bernie would have been fishing this. He did fall below the cut line in his last season. He would have been fishing these EQs if it wasn't for these medical issues that he has. He has to go ahead and take care of the issue with the eye surgery, and he's got some back issues as well. So we'll see what's going to happen with him going forward. But, man, I'll tell you what. The stories that are coming out of the EQs is just fascinating because you've got – you know, multiple things going on. You've got young guys that are trying to get into the elites that are working their way up and finished in the top 50 in either division of the opens. And then you've got guys that are in other circuits that are trying to get into the elites and fish the opens to qualify for this EQ and to try and work their way into the Bassmaster Elite Series, which is the highest level of fishing anywhere in the world. And then you have got guys that are qualified for the elites but missed the classic that are trying to make the classic. A guy like Robert G., the classic is in his hometown of Knoxville. So he's out there fishing, and he's trying to win one of these three events so that he can qualify for the classic. He knows he's secure in terms of his ability to fish the elites. And then finally, you just got some hammers that are out there looking to make a check. I mean, when you got guys like Seth Fider and Tucker Smith and some of the other guys, they've qualified for the Classic. They've requalified for the Elites. In the case of Tucker Smith, he's the Rookie of the Year. They also know that they will fish Champlain next year on the Elite Series. It'll be a different animal because there'll be no forward-facing sonar. But it's a great opportunity for those guys to maybe learn one or two more things that could help them next year. So all of those things are in play at these EQs, and that's why they're just fascinating, and hopefully you're consuming the Bassmaster Live coverage of it and the weigh-in coverage at Bassmaster.com as well. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Brandon Lester will join us. He'll give us a scouting report on Wheeler. That's where the next EQ will be in a couple of weeks. We'll do that next. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsawood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, speaking of Phoenix and speaking of the next Bassmaster EQ, there would be the Nitro Boats Bassmaster EQ presented by Bass Pro Shops. The next one will be on Wheeler Lake in Decatur, Alabama, which is basically in Brandon Lester's backyard. Now, he doesn't need it. He's not going to fish it. He finished 36th in the points. He has made the Classic, the upcoming Classic in Knoxville coming up in March. But I figured who better to talk to, get a little scouting report on Wheeler, and then also maybe get a little technique of the week on this time of the year as the transition is coming. At some point in time, the transition is coming to fall for those in the Mid-South. So Brandon Lester joins us now on a VMC hook. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me back, man. Always a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. And, you know, people might wonder, what does a professional fisherman do when the season is over and he's not fishing tournaments? As we speak now, you're out on a lake fishing, right? I mean, why not?
I am, yeah. I have not picked up a bass rod since I left the last tournament at the Upper Mississippi River. I put down the bass rods, pick up the crappie rods, and start crappie fishing, man. I it's something I love this time of year.
Yeah.
I've actually started guiding for them a little bit during the off season. I enjoy that. I take a lot of kids and you know, people that need help with their active target and forward facing. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
I might have to book one of those trips with you myself. I never do it because I get so few days on the lake. If I'm out there, I got to throw a topwater or throw something at a bass, you know, this time of year.
Yeah.
But, it's something to do for sure. Take us through, just pull the curtain back a little bit. When do you sell the boat, and when does the new order go in for the new Phoenix and all of that in the off season? How does that all work out?
Yeah, so the way Phoenix does that, they kind of go through their list of pro staff guys, and we don't really have any say-so in it. They call us and say, hey, your boat is going to be built. Tim over there at Phoenix, he'll call us and he'll say, hey, your boat's going to be built like mine this week. This year, my boat will be ready the first week of October. So I've got about a month here, and he called me probably 3 weeks ago, and he said, hey, get your power poles on the way over here, get your charge system on the way, your Lowrance units, your power poles. So I'll send all that stuff to the factory. They'll build that sucker, and then Jeff will call me when it all gets completed. You know, I'll kind of talk to him throughout the process. Hey, I want this, I want that. And when it's done, I'll put my this year's boat up for sale. I'll go get my new one.
Yeah, that's not too dissimilar from the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix. I got a call from Jeff last year. Was about this time of year. He said, come get your boat. And that was the end of that. So it works out real good. Brandon Lester with us here. All right, so the EQ boys are going. And this is the first time for the EQs. All of you guys as elite anglers were qualified to fish the EQs. Now, you know, Wheeler is in your backyard. You've had a lot of experience there. You haven't won a tournament there with bass or anything like that, but it is right near the house. What went into the decision-making process for you to shut it down after the Upper Mississippi and not fish any of these fall series events?
I really started to. I thought about it. At the end of the day, it was all about the fact that I was able to qualify for the Bassmaster Classic. I was going to do everything I had to do to be in that Classic in Knoxville. I finished in the top 10 in, I think, the last two Classics in Knoxville. So although I don't have a ton of experience on live and teleco, that's somewhere I really wanted to be. So had I not qualified qualified for the Classic, I probably would have jumped in a couple of those EQs at least. But when I knew I was qualified for the Classic, I was, to be honest, I was ready to hang the bass rods up and get the crappie fishing. It was a good season for me, but I had to fight for it tooth and nail this year. It did not come easy like it has in some of the seasons in the past. So I was ready for it to be over. I had fun. I'm not complaining. It was a good season. Everything worked out. I had some really good finishes mixed in. But I had some bad ones too.
Yeah. You were seventh at the Classic in Fort Worth, and then you were very, very well. I say close. You were close at the Pasco Tank, only 45 pounds behind Kyle Welcher, but you were second. So you did, they did still give you the second place money and points in that deal, and of course 13th at Lake Fork as well. And it was kind of a mixed bag for you. You know, but it was good enough to finish 36th and qualify certainly for the Classic. I always get a kick two out of the Classic when it's in Knoxville, and Brandon Lester, he's a Tennessee guy, that and it's, people don't realize how many lakes you have to pass to get to Fort Loudoun and to Teleco. I mean, there's some great water along the Tennessee River that you would have to drive by to get there, and so you really hadn't had a ton of experience up there, but you have had top six finishes both times the Classic has been there.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the Tennessee River. And I've fished the Tennessee River basically just about from one end to the other at this point in my career. And it's a place that I love. Every lake on the Tennessee River fishes a little bit different, but they still all have similarities as well. If you fish one, you've kind of fished them all. So, although Loudoun and Teleco, I probably have less experience on it than any of them. It's a place that I felt like I picked up on it the first time I put my boat in. I picked up on it pretty well,
Teleco is a lot different though than Loudoun, right? I mean, they are two completely different bodies of water. It's much clearer. I think Teleco is actually the Holstein River. Is that right? Am I making that up or is that true?
Holstein, yeah, I think that is true.
That's the Holstein.
I think that is right.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. It's kind of like the lakes in our neighborhood where you and I live, those types of waters. But they are two different fisheries. We'll have plenty of time to break down the Classic for sure. But tell me about Wheeler, first weekend of October. Wheeler is such a changing lake over the years, and maybe that's part of the reason you've struggled there a couple of times recently, is that lake has changed so much in your lifetime, from being a full grass lake to no grass to now grass is coming back, and there just seems to be a lot of changes going on there. But what can these guys expect this time of year at Wheeler in a couple of weeks?
I think it's going to be a very interesting event. The reason I say that, I think you will see a lot of diversity in the guys that do well there. I think there will probably be a little bit of everything going on. Obviously, there's a group of Wheeler is one of those lakes. There's a group of fish that stay shallow year-round. Mm-hmm. And I would say probably the majority of them do on Wheeler. So there will definitely be some flipping and pitching, that kind of thing, beating the bank. I think there will probably be a little bit of that forward-facing sonar, live scoping kind of a deal going on with some fish on bait, maybe some schooling fish. I also would not rule out the fact that there's still a few fish out on some shell bars and some hard spots. And another X factor on Wheeler, it may be just a little bit early for it, but we'll see how it pans out. But up there below the Gunnersville Dam in the tail race and on the upper end of Wheeler, there's some giants that live up there. I mean, there's big ones. If somebody can crack the code on that, that could definitely play a role as well. But like I say, that's typically a later on into the fall kind of a thing, but we may see it. You never know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, too, going the other way towards the Wilson Dam, where it's a deeper, clearer body of water. You wonder, will smallmouth be in play at all in any of those bags at Wheeler?
I definitely think so. Yeah. I mean, there's some big smallmouth in Wheeler for sure. One thing, talking about how much it's changed over the past few years, there was a long spell there, probably say from about 15 years ago up until about 6 or 7 years ago, where there was no grass in Wheeler. And then all of a sudden it came back. There was grass back on the flats, milfoil, hydrilla, eelgrass. And now we're back to, I don't know if it was something environmental or if it might have got sprayed. I don't know, but I'm hearing that there's not much grass, and I've actually been down there a couple of times this
year.
And I have not seen very much grass at all this year.
Yeah.
So if somebody can find some, it'll probably have some bass in it, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it had been out of there. I thought it was back in there and, you know, getting back towards the glory days back in the day of Wheeler. Brandon Lester with us here. All right, since I've got you, it is at that changing. We're getting towards the end of September, depending on where you are in the country. You know, a lot is going on with the lakes. Some of the lakes have turned over. But talk to me a little bit about the bodies of water in the Mid-South and what you're looking at temperature-wise. I know I was on Tim's Ford Lake not too long ago, and it was high 70s, mid to high 70s there, maybe just touching 80. These days are getting shorter, and the nights are getting cooler. What is the key temperatures that you're looking for, and what are they, you know, are they starting to push back into creeks and so on yet?
I think so. I'm a guy who definitely believes, whether you're talking about bass, crappie, whatever, I believe that fish know. I know they don't have a calendar, they don't keep up with dates, but they know what time of year it is by the length of days. As we speak right now, I'm looking at my water temperature gauge on my Lowrance. It's 79.8, mm-hmm. And it's probably close to 85 degrees today. So, you know, I mean, yeah, it's still hot. The fish have been biting pretty good, I feel like. I just feel like in September like this, late summer, I still consider this late summer, they're still going to feed, but those feed windows are a little bit smaller than they are as you go into the fall, where they may feed all day, or they may feed for 4 or 5 hours. Right now, from what I've been seeing, you might have a couple of hours first thing in the morning where they're feeding pretty good, and then you may get another feed late in the afternoon. It's still kind of that late summer pattern. But, yeah, I mean, you can catch some fish running these creeks and pockets, definitely in the southern part of the United States, around where we are. I like to run these creeks and pockets with a top water, man, and just get on the bank and cover water. That's the biggest thing in the fall. Be mobile, cover water. When you start getting some bites, then you can slow down, maybe pull out a shaky head or something and pick stuff apart.
Yeah, yeah, and there's still schooling fish out there out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you'll be running around or moving from one spot to another, and then all of a sudden you see, you know, explosions going on the surface, and, boy, you can't get out of the cockpit and up on that deck fast enough. I've learned to not even strap on the topwater there because I don't even want to take the time to unhook it. You know, you need to keep that thing loose and ready to go and fire at those schooling fish. All right, finally, before I let you go, your next Elite Series event on Gunnersville, another body of water that you're very familiar with, but you'll do it with no forward-facing sonar, which I don't think hurts the technique that you like to use. But just talk about that.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that. I'm not going to lie. I was sitting there watching the coin toss whenever they did that, and when they said no forward-facing, I was pretty excited about that. I'm excited to go to Gunnersville. That time of the year, man, first week of February, there's going to be some big bags weighed in, but it's Alabama. It could be freezing cold. We could have kind of an early spring, and it could be really, really good. Either way, there's going to be some big bags weighing in. Gunnersville is on fire, man. It's as good as I've ever seen it in my lifetime. I spent several days down there this summer, and it's full of big ones right now. It'll be good.
Yeah, I always tell people, for that time of year, you don't need forward-facing sonar to see a bridge. You know, they're right there. You know where they are. Brandon
That's
Lester
right.
has been our guest. Brandon, we appreciate you so much. You know, enjoy the transition from the old boat into the new rig, and we certainly will see you at Gunnersville in February if we don't have a chance to chat before then.
Yep, sounds good, Tom. Give me a shout. We'll go crappie fishing, buddy.
I got to do that. I got to give that a shot. Fill the cooler up. Are you going to fill the whole freezer up with those things before you head into the woods or what?
I throw a whole lot more of them back than I keep. I do
really?
Keep enough
okay.
for me to for yeah, I keep enough for me and the wife to eat them. We both like them a lot. We enjoy them, but I throw a lot more back than I keep.
So you're not harvesting them. You're fishing for them. You're just enjoying fishing for them. That's good stuff.
I love to catch them.
All right, Brandon. Appreciate you as always. Tremendous stuff.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right,
see ya.
Thank you. You too. That's Brandon Lester, and he is always tremendous. Great guy to talk to. And he's the closest, I think, probably the closest to where I live in terms of being a guy who lives over in Fayetteville, Tennessee, and not too far from where the Bassmaster Radio studios are in Winchester, Tennessee. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort
comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you.
Well, I hope you have been enjoying this week's coverage of the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier at Lake Champlain. It has been truly something to take in all week long. Now, the folks up here at the Adirondack Coast have been great hosts, and the lake has been tremendous as always. The only sad part is that the Naked Turtle Restaurant at the Plattsburgh City Marina is shuttered for the season, which I guess begins September 1st. The sailboat season may be closed, and yes, in a couple of months, you'll be able to walk across this lake. But for now, the bass have the feed bag on it. It has been awesome. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.